sometimes it's the touchdowns you avoid that's important.
Yeah, making sure you let the ones that are not meant to happen not happen, which is always good.
You may need to move that a little closer there so people can hear you back home as we're ready for the kickoff. The Braves won the toss, and guess what? Like always, they'll defer. So they're going to kick it off to the Kingsford Flivers here, left to right. Austin Salas doing the kickoff duties here for the second straight week. He puts the foot to it, kicks it end over end. That is returnable. And across the 30-yard line. Oh, did we cover quick?
Yeah, the Kingsford guy, he dropped the ball, and then they just tried to get the ball there at the 30-yard line about.
And that's, well, they're going to have to start first down and 10.
Yeah, man, they just slipped right through his fingers. He could have ran that, but slipped right through.
Because it really was a returnable ball, and the ball, you know, that a low line drive kick, but Kingsford's got to start out their own 28 here. The quarterback is Nick Navarro. Good kid. I know him from baseball. Told him I'm not rooting for him tonight, though. I think he understands, right?
Oh, yeah, he'll understand. We're Gladstone guys.
Yeah, we are. On first down, they'll run it off right tackle, and the Braves all over on defense. They have been tough to run against the first couple of weeks.
Looks like it was about a gain of, 2 yards? Not bad.
Yep. It was a one-yard gain as we put the ball down at the 29-yard line. Rouse is a heck of a player there, Elizan. He's a good wrestler, too.
Oh, yeah. He is a very, very good wrestler. I wrestled him a few times, actually.
All right, the ball's at the 29, second down and 9 for Kingsford. They'll go right back to him, and he bounces it to the outside, and there he goes. Across the 50, 45, 40, down the sidelines. He'll take it to the house. Touchdown, Kingsford Flivers.
Start of the game, running right at the right side of the field. Goes for a touchdown. That's Elizan Rouse right there for a touchdown.
Well, I'll tell you what. That was all him because he saw nothing up the middle. He bounced it to the outside, right?
Yeah, I mean, he was able to get through. You know, he made his way through the middle of our guys there, and it was just open for him. We didn't have anyone in the backfield. He must have slipped right through.
Extra point kick, high enough, long enough, straight enough. It is good, and boy, 7-0 Kingsford, 51 seconds into the game, and we'll be back at 60.
I'm Debbie Crandall, and I invite you to talk with a mortgage lender at First Bank to discuss the many ways you can use the equity in your home. Maybe it's for debt consolidation, a fun recreational vehicle, or taking time to relax with a vacation. Our experienced lenders will be happy to help you find the financing that best suits your needs. First Bank, Iron Mountain and Kingsford.
Voted Best Bank, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, terms and conditions apply.
First Bank, where it's all about people.
As we all live longer, age really is just a number, but retirement is so much more than one. Hi, I'm Edward Jones, financial advisor Cheryl Raines, and I want to know what retirement means to you. Together, we can look at the big picture and make a strategy to help you reach your goals, because you can't prepare for the unexpected if you don't know where you're headed. Call me at 906-786-6865 or stop by our office in the Lincoln Fair Plaza at 843 North Lincoln Road in Escanaba. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
They have to shake that off, hey? Kingsford 7, Gladstone nothing.
Yeah, we can't let it affect us right now. It's way too early to be already feeling bad. Here we go.
All right, here's the kickoff return, and not much. Plowing across the 20-yard line to about the 25 is Elliot Vitito. And so that's where the Braves will start, first down at 10, trailing 7-0 here in Kingsford. Next week, by the way, is not homecoming. It is in October. But we do have a home game next week against the Hancock Bulldogs. Will we be 3-0? We'll see. Because right now, Kingsford's got the upper hand, but we've been behind before. All right, Nate Young and his boys come up there. First down and 10 at the 25. Nate is in the shotgun. One receiver near side. Nate will run it himself up to... Oh, he got hit hard.
Hit in the hip there.
He got maybe 2 yards to the 27. That's about it.
Yeah, Nate tried to run up the middle there, but there was just too many people.
They'll actually give them forward progress to the 28. It'll be second down, 7 yards to go. Braves right in the middle of the field. Bright sunny skies here in Kingsford. They took care of us up here, didn't they?
Yeah, they did. I mean, this is a welcoming place.
Yeah, I know. But that's because you don't usually come out of here with a win.
Yeah.
So they're real nice to you at the beginning, and then they, on the way out, when you turn your back, they kind of laugh, and they're like,
yeah,
we were nice to you until you needed a win. Second down, 7 Braves on their own 28. Nate will try the left side now. Gets to the corner, looks. He's still going. He's got a first down across the 35 to the 36 or 37. That's Nate Young using his feet and his vision of the field.
Oh, yeah. He didn't see anything there, so he was just smart about it, and he went for his own run, and it got us some yards, too. So
yeah, he got us a first down, a gain of 9 up to the 37. And that's something we haven't seen him do much in the first 2 weeks is run the football. Because
yeah, he does it very minimally, but, I mean, already starting off, that's all he's done so far. So could be the sun, too. Who knows?
Yeah, well, 12 yards on 2 carries here early on for Nate Young. And the Braves move the ball out to the 37-yard line. It's first and 10. And look at this lineup, eh?
We got Nate in the shotgun, bunch of backs. We have a receiver on the outside, close side.
Long snap count. Young gives it to Terry up the middle. He's met and pushed back.
Taken down right away.
Nowhere to go for Austin Salas right there.
Yeah, the Kingsford line just broke right through.
A loss of 2. It'll be second and 12 at the 35. Coming up at halftime, you'll hear from our cousin Vinny.
Oh, yeah, cousin Vinny. Good interview. He loves them.
Yeah. He tries to say he doesn't. But
yeah, but he does love them. He loves hearing himself.
Yeah. And big Aaron Hughes. He got play of the week last week, so that automatically gets you one of the halftime interviews the next week.
Oh, yeah, that's very deserved.
So that's our halftime show tonight here from Kingsford.
Yeah, Nate in the shotgun. We got receivers lined up close side field.
Lots of blocking protection there. Back to throw is Nate. Here comes the rush. Nate is able to get away. Heaves it deep upfield. He's got his man along the near side. Kaden Gibbs, is he inbounds?
That was in.
Yes, yep. He is. Kaden
awesome.
Gibbs all the way down to the Kingsford 31-yard line.
Wow, that was an amazing pass by Nate. And it was a little scrambly there in the back, too. So there was a couple linemen that almost reached Nate, but he was able to get right around him.
32 yards on that one. 33, actually, up to the 32 of the Flivers.
That was a great pass.
Well, and that was all Nate. I mean, yeah. Kaden got open, but Nate just threw a perfect spiral on the run.
Literally.
He
had no time to think, but he still managed to pull it off.
First down and 10 at the Kingsford 32. 7-0 Flivers lead on a long touchdown run by Elizan Rouse. Young is in the shotgun again. One man in the backfield with him. No spread on the offense. Here's Salas going left side, and boy, they are fast, and they are all over him again. Gang tackled at the 34.
Yeah, there was 5-6 guys on Salas. He couldn't do anything there.
2-yard loss back to the 34. It'll be second and long for the Braves. Down to 9 minutes to go, first quarter. We'll have a longer halftime show than usual tonight because they are honoring the 1993 state champion Kingsford Flivers team. 30-year anniversary of that. I remember that was my first year, and Gladstone darn near beat them. They were down by 5 in the fourth quarter and threw a gosh darn pick that they took back the other way, and they won 41-29.
We got Nate in the shotgun, receiver lined up far side.
And now the movement.
It was an on-2 call, but even our guys jumped there.
Yeah. So that's going to make it second down in a kilometer.
Yeah. Man, you know, when it's on two, our guys, we gotta make sure we don't jump like that. Because we had some jumps from Kingsford, but obviously since we did, it's going to be us.
Yeah, it's against it's a false start. So now the ball goes back to near the 40-yard line. With 8.5 to go in the first quarter, and Kingsford struck with a 71-yard touchdown by Elizan Rouse. And now the Braves with 2 first downs, but they're in second down and long inside the Kingsford 40, probably try to get half of it here maybe, or do you go deep? Young has Salas behind him in the backfield. One receiver to the left, one to the near side as well. Back to throw now, Young. He's going
to
go deep. He's got a man down there. And it is Kaden Gibbs into the end zone. Touchdown! Touchdown, Braves!
There we go. I mean, that was a perfect throw right to him.
61 big ones, or 39 big ones to Kaden Gibbs. It's single coverage along the near side. I can't believe they put him in single coverage.
And I know if you saw at the end there, Nate, he had no time. He threw it last second, still even got hit a little bit.
Two catches for 72 yards to Caden Gibbs. And the Braves answer with 75 yards in seven plays. Now the two-point conversion for the Braves, down a 7-6.
We're going to have double receivers each side.
We were talking about how Caden has been the only deep threat this year with Darma Gray gone. Young to throw for the two-point conversion. Now he scrambles to the left, still going. He's back at the 10-yard line, whips it back to the end zone. And incomplete. But Gladstone with the answer, Gavin.
Yeah, man. I mean, you know, like we talked about earlier, you can't let Caden Gibbs get free because I'll tell you, Nate will throw him the ball, as we just saw, for that huge gain. But
well, two of them. I mean, he found him along the near sideline.
Yeah.
And then he found him up the middle of the field.
Two amazing throws. And Caden Gibbs and Nate Young, those two work together really, really well.
I will say ahead of time that I did not film his touchdown. I'm going to hear about it. I may as well take my beating now. I lost him. We're way the heck up here at the top of the bleachers in the press box, and I'm pointing the camera out the window, and I just missed him.
Yep.
It's
all right. You'll get the next one.
I really hope we get a lot more, yes. Kickoff time coming here. Terry will put the ball down on the 40 on the left hash mark. Braves in their white uniforms with purple numbers and letters. Kingsford in the blue. The maize and blue, the colors they've worn for as long as they've had a program here. Beautiful field. I remember when this field was not the way it is now, though. I remember when they built this thing. The old field was...
Yeah, it's a very nice field.
Yeah, they put a lot into it, and they maintain it well, too, over here. They really do.
Yeah, the field is beautiful right now.
Terry puts a foot to it. It's a squib kick up the middle. It's going to bounce back inside the 30, and they'll bring it up over the 35 near the 40. Good field position for Kingsford. Straight up the middle of the field there. I'm sorry.
Jack Kriegel for Kingsford.
He's a sophomore.
Oh, wow, yeah.
And you know what? He is he's a good athlete, a very good baseball player for them. And
yeah, I mean, he was smart with the return there. He chose the best way he could have gone.
So Kingsford's on the 39-yard line. They lead 7-6 here. We are only 4 minutes into the game. We might be here a while, partner.
Oh, yeah.
Could be a high-scoring affair. Flivers. Run it. Not much there. Our cousin Vinny on that one. Spun him around and pushed him back.
That was a little bit of help from Austin Salas, too.
It was.
Slow on the get-up a little bit. He's okay.
That was number 40, Alex Rittenhouse on the run, and he got nothing. Second down at 10 coming up for Kingsford. Down to 7.5 to go in the first quarter. Gladstone on Braves football Friday night, down by a point on the road. Those two-point plays might be come in handy tonight because they have a good kicker.
Yeah, we're going to need them.
Now back to throw Navarro over the near side. It is caught, but the Braves on him, and... just a couple of yards.
Tackled by Nehemiah Blair. He is a junior.
That was Cardell Morton on the catch. Got five. They got half of what they needed. It's third and five now for Kingsford. These are the plays that the Braves were really good on last week. Third and five, third and three, fourth and two, those kind of plays.
Yeah, you know, when you get in those positions, it's good to be able to play out of those really well.
Motion man coming to the far side, and now the run will come to the near side, trying to get the first down, and he will. Good second effort, lunging across the 50-yard line. First down, and again, that's that Elizan Rouse that we've talked about.
Yeah, I mean, Elizan Rouse, he's an athlete all around. I mean, I've seen him in wrestling before, and he's no joke. I'm pretty sure he went to state this year.
Yep, he did. He was one of the Kingsford guys who made it, and I'll tell you what. You know him personally because of wrestling.
I'll tell you, you know, he shows you what's up in wrestling. He's a good wrestler right there.
He cleaned your clock?
Oh, yeah. I was down real fast.
At least you're man enough to admit it, you know?
I have a lot of respect for the kid. And he's going to go for another run right up the middle there.
Got a couple to the 46, maybe the 45. He stretched out at the end to get four.
Yeah, I mean, he did that last play, too. He'll get what he can on these plays.
Welcome, everybody, listening at rrnsports.com, your home for Braves football. Home and away all season long. And 93.5 FM, 600 AM, of course, on your radio across Delta County. Second down, 6 yards to go. Kingsford Flivers going right to left with 5.5 to go first quarter. They lead 7-6. And the ball right on the Gladstone 45. They've always been a hard-running team, the Kingsford Flivers.
Yep.
We're going to get a timeout called here by the Flivers. So we have 5:20 to go. Our first timeout at 7-6. Kingsford leading. We're back at 60.
At Elmers County Market, we're pleased to help support high school sports. Hockey, football, basketball, cheer, wrestling, baseball. We back all our local teams by holding fundraisers, making donations, and supporting this broadcast. Please keep in mind, the money you spend local stays local. Thanks for choosing Elmers County Market and allowing us to continue to support our community.
Your super duper value store.
Find us on elmersfresh.com, Instagram, and Facebook.
Configuring the Bluetooth. Deciding who controls the music. Remembering where you parked. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your vehicle doesn't have to be one of them. So you can get back to more important things, like remembering if you're on the third or fourth level of the parking garage. That's simple human sense.
Contact Gerso Insurance in Escanaba and Powers. Call 906-789-0900. That's 906-789-0900.
Throw a pass out of the flat. It's behind him, and that was almost a lateral.
Right through the fingers. That was a quick pass, too, but he just wasn't able to catch it.
That was right through the hands of Kriegel.
That's a very good pass, though.
Well,
it was right to him.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe they're going to have the same problem the Kansas City Chiefs had last night.
Yeah, just can't catch, huh?
Can't catch, yeah.
Talk about a game.
Mm. It was a profitable one for me.
Oh, yeah.
I'll leave it at that.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Man, you were happy last night.
Oh, I know, I know. I'm not gonna lie. I definitely was. Okay, third down now. Third and five. Kingsford converted last time on third down. This time it might be two-down territory. They're across the 50 at the 45 of the Braves. Navarro, ready. Throws it out near side. Oh. He dropped the ball. He dropped the ball, but I tell you what, I think Vitz might have got a piece of it.
He might have because, I mean, there would have been no reason for him to drop that. I think it might have got nicked a little bit.
Fourth and six. Now, what does Coach Navarro do here? He's going to punt. He's going to play the percentage, just try to nail the Braves deep. He's up by a point.
Don't even play it risky, you know what I mean?
We've got Berthium and Vitito back to receive and not Elwarden.
Yeah, that's weird. Yeah. Saving them for later.
All right. Could we have a fake here, maybe?
Possibly. We got two receivers. So.
Yeah. All right. Here's the snap. Here's the kick. He gets it away.
Great punt.
Oh, a fair catch is going to be called for it. A good decision. That was a beautiful punt and a good job by Elliot Vitito to not chance it.
Yeah. I mean, that would have been bad. There was a guy right on him there.
And that's when you get popped and then you fumble the football, you know?
Yep, and then that would have been right at the, 10-yard line? Yeah.
Yeah, that's...
Don't even chance that.
Good job there, Vitz. So the Braves are on their own 10, 90 yards away from the lead. Good to see my buddy Jerry Tudor roaming the sidelines from Channel 6 down below us. Way below us.
Oh, yeah, we're up pretty high here.
Yeah, we are. I'm used to the Marble Athletic Field where the...
They got us down pretty low.
Yeah. Okay, Nate Young is back there in the gun. Two backs with him in the backfield. He's on his own 10 and odd. Did we take too much time? Boy, these little 5-yard penalties are not little.
Yeah, when we only have 10 yards to play with.
Yeah. So back to the 5-yard line we go.
Huddle's going to be inside the end zone.
So... You know, you're coming out of a stoppage, too. You can't have that.
You can't. I don't know. I can't tell if... Was that just a delay of game call there?
Yeah.
Okay.
But you just had a stoppage, a change of possession, and...
We got to just get our plays out.
So from the 5-yard line, the Braves have Nate Young standing at his one. Salas next to him in the backfield.